Welcome to Return to Life, weekly inspirational and empowering conversations on a variety of topics regarding everything health, wellness, meditation, and movement, guiding you to discover the peace that resides inside of you and help you live a balanced and blissful life. It's time to return to life. Here's your host, inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach, Pam Butler.
Good morning and welcome to Return to Life on Rivet Life Radio. I'm Pam Butler. Our show today is about how to live an authentic life. And I'm really honored and excited to introduce my guest, Jay Forte. And before I give Jay a formal introduction, I just want to thank him for having me on his show on Vivid Life Radio a few months back. He had me on a couple of times, which led me then to spring into this platform of hosting my own show. So first and foremost, I'm forever grateful for Jay for introducing, unfolding, and opening the door for me to join the Vivid Life family. So thank you, Jay.
Oh, I'm glad you're part of it.
Thank you. So the formal introduction for Jay is he is a business and motivational speaker. He is the founder and president of the Greatness Zone. He is a Life and Greatness Zone coach. He's an author. His book is titled The Greatness Zone and is a nationally ranked thought leader. So as president and founder of the Greatness Zone, he provides talent and strength-based tools to help people live extraordinary lives. Jay writes many workplace and lifestyle blogs, including Life's Too Big to Play Small and Manage for Big Bold Results. He's also an adjunct professor at Lynn University in Boca Raton. So Jay's got a lot of really great experience. He is a profound writer and has some amazing tools. He's also helped me with some of my life coaching experiences, so I know that he will be helpful for those of you tuning in with us. So, Jay, let's start with a little bit more about you and, you know, your life before becoming a Greatness Zone coach and the book and, you know, everything else that you propelled into, perhaps when, you know, life was a little more difficult to you and you weren't living in your greatness. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, no, I'd love to, Pam. And it's funny listening to the, you know, the bios that we have to tell people who we are. I'm amazed that that's how I'm showing up in life now, considering where I was before. And so I grew up as as the gay kid in a big Italian family. And the only reason why I mention that is that there are people throughout our lives that tell us who we're to be and how we're to live. And those voices seem to move us through a lot of our lives. And what I found out for me anyway was that it had moved me into making decisions that really never, ever fit me. Relationship, work, environment, all things that I found myself in my 30s looking at my life, wondering why everybody said, why the things that I had, everybody said you should have. If you have these things, you'll be happy. I had a beautiful family, wonderful kids, a great job, a nice house. You know, life was comfortable, but I was a total stranger in my own life because everything that people said you should do and have and be and believe were things that for some reason didn't align to where I was. But I wasn't courageous ever early in my life to say out loud, this is what matters to me. Didn't think I could, didn't think I was supposed to. I was so more connected in complying with being a good kid and following, you know, growing up in a Catholic Italian family. This is what we do. I remember that line very specifically from my parents. This is what we do. And there wasn't any room to be anything other than that. So that was great if that's who you were, but if that wasn't who you were, then you were left with very few options. And so I like hearing where I am. I love where I am now.
That's awesome. I love where you are too, but I know it was a path and a windy road to get there, full of bumps and detours. And you know, I'm so proud of where you are right now.
You know, the biggest thing that I remember in it, Pam, and I'll share this too, that sometimes we need life's traumas to shake us out of the complacency that we have. I could have very easily just bluffed my way through life, but
right.
You know, watching some of this, I came a couple of very close times to suicide because I was in places I could not get out of. I was in a marriage that, though I cared about everybody, it wasn't for me. I loved being a father, but I was a lousy father, and I was not really showing up anywhere in my work. I was so conflicted in places that were just not for me. And it meant that everywhere I was in life, I was playing just a really tiny portion of it. And to me, the only way out was out, until one night where I actually intended to end it. I had a friend of mine interrupted my process and said, your focus is wrong. You don't know what is still available, so please at least come down from the bridge and let's talk about this. And that was the beginning of an entirely new life that didn't, it didn't mean it was easy, but it meant that finally I had developed a voice to hear my own voice and then start to say to the world, here is what's right for me, even if the rest of you don't agree. But I'm not here to make sure the rest of you agree. I'm here to show up and do my big thing, and I can't do it pretending to be somebody else.
So how old were you at that point?
I was in my 30s. I knew when I was 5 I was the gay kid. I have a lot of brothers, and I knew what they were like, and I knew what I was like, and I was not like them. And but I heard early on about what life is and how it has to be, which is why I got married and why I did all the things that I did, because the louder voices in my life said, this is how life is. And when you're a kid, you don't know, so you go along with what others say. And the reason why I like all this, and we'll get to it, you know, I'm sure in the second part of the show, is that it sets me up to now tell other people what life looks like on both sides of this. The inauthentic life, one where you're so busy doing what everybody else thinks you should do, to the one where you actually show up big and do the things that you're, the inside of you calls you to do. And that, whatever it is, and sometimes we don't even know, but we can't ever find out if we don't think it's right to be who we are.
So pretending is no formula for a great life. Hiding is no formula for a great life. So obviously, you know, you were kind of challenged and confronted, and you were at the point where you were going to take your own life because you felt you needed to pretend and you felt that you needed to hide. So wearing that social mask that so many of us feel that we need to wear to present ourselves and what we think is how society wants to see us, and how brave of you to step off that bridge, take that mask off, and begin to rewrite the script of your life. And I bet that, you know, that was super scary and, you know, not easy to begin to live as authentically Jay.
You know, the biggest thing about that too, Pam, and I'm sure we'll keep going on this one too, is it was about value. That if I were the way everybody else said, then I was valuable. And if I were in the way I felt I should be, then for some reason I wasn't valuable. And though my issue was the gay issue, everybody has something that keeps them small, that they are inauthentic or they're pretending because they're so afraid that if they do show it, that the world will see them as not valuable. And one of my favorite lines is, just because you don't get me doesn't mean I'm not perfect as I am.
Oh, that's a beautiful quote. That's a beautiful quote. So we're gonna hold that thought, hold that quote, and we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Return to Life with Pam Butler. Our guest today is Jay Forte, author of The Greatness Zone. We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, Jay will continue to discuss his story, but more importantly, how he moved past that and provide us with some amazing tools to help others get through the obstacles to live an authentic life. So stay tuned.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do and life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds, sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to Return to Life with Pam Butler. My guest today is Jay Forte. So before the break, Jay was sharing his story about, you know, growing up as a gay child in a big Italian family, living an inauthentic life, not feeling comfortable, not feeling that he could come out and share who he really was. And it brought him to the brink of wanting to commit suicide, standing on the bridge. So before we go any further, I have goosebumps talking about that, Jay, and I really want to honor you and honor you for being able to share and open up with a very personal, tragic time in your life. So thank you first and foremost for being so real and authentic and sharing that.
Yeah, I get it finally, I think, and something you and I talked quickly about on the break, that you know, these things are not things to hide. They're things to remember that they were a milestone in a progress known as a life in process. And that sometimes they take really successful, you know, easy things, and other times they are so dangerous and so scary. But, you know, for people to say it does get better on the other side requires that you truly believe it. And I was at a point where I didn't believe that it could be better, that I've messed up everybody's lives, that this was really over, and that the world says I'm wrong. That was a big thing, you know, that this loud voice out there had no regard for who I was and what I wanted to contribute. It was using somebody else's perspective on dictating to me in my life what I was supposed to be. And the biggest thing that I learned, and I used to call the whole process of being gay the biggest burden anybody could ever have, it is now, in fact, the greatest blessing, because it was the thing that woke me up to owning my own life. And I'm not here to make sure everybody thinks what I do is fine. I know down deep what a loving, caring, compassionate person I am. And living that way, I bring great things to the world. And, you know, quite honestly, if I had gone through with it that night, then I would have gypped the world out of these things. So there are things that are amazing and unique and awesome about each of us that the world has looked at and said, nah, don't do that. When what I want to tell people is, you're kidding me. There's a reason why you have that is that you're supposed to deliver something with that. That a gift that we get is not ours. The gift is to give to somebody else. And my ability to grow up as a gay kid so I could develop the courage to tell people they should show up and be who they really are, because the world thinks they're amazing, whether or not the world thinks they're amazing. But we are each, in our uniqueness, given something to deliver to today's world. And I couldn't and wouldn't, wearing all of the extra layers to hide myself. So if you hide, if you pretend, the you that shows up is a tiny fraction. In fact, Pam, the two words that we talked about before, I like using this when we talk to this, any of these issues with kids as well. The difference between true you, who you really are, and you on view. And you on view is where most people are most of the time. I'm so concerned that this organization or this club or this, you know, studio or this gym or this whatever thinks this of me instead of letting me be who I really am. And in that, all that we do is shortchange ourselves and we shortchange the world.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I listening to you and the strength, the conviction, the wonderful gifts that you have to share now, you know, you've lived on both sides of that authenticity. So having lived on both sides, you have the experience, you have the wisdom. you know, to be able to share on how to go from inauthentic to authentic. But Jay, I mean, going from standing on the bridge wanting to jump off to look at you now, standing up on stage, writing books, writing blogs, being a motivational and inspirational speaker, how did you get there? Like, what was the first step that you took? Because, wow, I mean, that is big. So take us back maybe, you know, to where you first started to make the little steps. Because if someone's resonating right now with your story and what you're saying and feeling like they're hiding and not living authentic, how do you baby step it in the very beginning?
Yeah. The first thing that happened was there, and I call it my board, you know, my board of directors, the people in my life who are loving, caring, supporting, and guiding. And we all should have a board of the go-to people who want you to be who you are, not who you pretend to be. And that the board is what talked me off the bridge, and the board is what got me going to do some of the other work that I did. Now, I'm an avid reader. I went out and found everything I could in order to put square in my mind what was right and what was not right. And the biggest thing that I found, and today, and I think we have so much more help about that. So this was 20 years ago. So 20 years ago, mindfulness and awareness wasn't quite the topic. You had to dig for this. Today, the ability to be who you are is a conversation we get to have that we never had before. So the tools that are out there on courses and classes and books and research and other things to help you feel confident and strong is really what it is. So the first step is get your board in place. Know that you have people who care passionately about who you are, not so you look good, but so you're real. And that's hard to find, but get that
yeah.
board. And then once you get the board, the next step is this is your work to do. It is nobody else's job to help you feel right about you. It is your job to feel right about you. And if you take a look at the, so to me, along with the reading, is the mirror. You have to go to the mirror, and you have to look at the mirror and see what's great about you so that when all the negative yak happens about whatever it is that we learn to hide about, that when we get that negative yak, we are stronger by looking at all of the good things that are here. That's not on the outside. That's on the outside and the inside. Can you look at the mirror and point at it and say, you're really awesome? And it's not because of what you do. It's that you're awesome, period. I don't have to prove I'm awesome. I don't have to prove that I'm worth it. I just know down in my heart that I am. Whether somebody gets it or not, that's their issue, not mine. So,
right. And, you know, I think, not to interrupt you, but along with the mirror, before you move on, Louise Hay has, Louise Hay from Hay House, she has some amazing books and tools on self-love. And one of her, I think, you know, one that I think is great and I try to teach to my students is literally getting up every morning, going to the mirror, going to your bathroom mirror, looking yourself in your eyes, staring in your own eyes and saying to yourself, I love you. And keep saying it to yourself as you gaze into your eyes, into the mirrors, until you really begin to believe it. And really, you know, honoring and then moving on to those positive affirmations. I am strong. I am compassionate. I am loving. You know, I am powerful. Whatever it is, and just continue to say those things to yourself in the mirror until you believe it. I love it.
Yeah, and we have to do that. I mean, because the negative press we get is so significant. My blog this week was, do we focus more on failure than on success? Most everything that we hear is about the negative. So when somebody talks about you, the example I give all the time is if you go in the workplace, generally the first thing you get in your performance review is what's wrong with you that needs fixing. And we are like that. If you watch the communication you have with the people in your life, most of what we talk about is corrective or critiquing. It's not, I love you for this, I'm proud of you for this. So I get why a lot of us go and choose to hide. It's a choice. It's easier to hide because the world can be so caustic. But the other side of hiding, the ability to bring to your life what it is that moves you most, it's not available to you when you hide for whatever the reason is that you hide. But it is available to you once you stop hiding, it means that you will be in a different kind of struggle. And that struggle then becomes part of yours. That's why you have a board of people to say, no, keep going. You're on the right path. That's why you do your reading, to get engaged and connected to bigger thinking, because this is a growth that you're doing in that mirror. Those are your three. That's the triptych. That's the power to get you going and keep you going. And all of them have their one little place in helping you realize that someone greater than you thought you should be you and made you you, and you don't have anything to apologize for, anything.
Right. So living that true life, that authentic life, is worth the risk of, you know, perhaps disappointing or upsetting the apple cart, you know, upsetting your life. You know, living that true life is worth taking the risk. So beginning to write your own script. So if you could continue to, okay, you had your board of your team to help move you forward, looking in the mirror, you know, what other tools, and particularly from the greatness zone, because I know those are some of the tools you've shared with me. Do you have another one or two favorites from your greatness zone toolbook that you want to share?
Yeah, I always think that creating time, crafting time out of a busy day to ensure that you spend time looking in, we call it the eyes open and the eyes closed. We're pretty good at noticing much of our world with our eyes open, but we're not so good at noticing ourselves with our eyes closed. And our eyes closed creates the opportunity to disconnect from the loud world that is telling you all of its answers so that you can start to pay attention to yourself and develop your own answers. And in that, I like, as soon as you're done with the eyes closed part, open your eyes and just journal for a little bit. What did I see? What did I feel? What's coming up for me? What makes me afraid? What makes me confident? Just so that you develop this inventory of great abilities that you tap into to not only navigate your way through life, but when the world pushes back about something that you hold as dear, like your own identity, then you're strong enough to say, I get that that doesn't suit you, then you shouldn't do it. But for me, that's like perfect for me. And when I get to be in those shoes or in that situation, look where I show up. Look how I show up. And that's what I'm here to do, rather than just make sure that everybody around me thinks that what I'm doing is fine. That's true you and you on view. They're hard, but these little tools remind you that your life is yours. You own it. You create it. You're your own life's leader. If you're not, then the world will push you around. When you are, they stop pushing because they realize, you know, here's somebody who's not going to fold. But the reason why they pushed you in the first place was for you to develop the courage to be an authentic version of you instead of an average copy of you.
And those are tools that are not only for adults, but for children as well. I know you have children yourself, and I know that you do a lot of work with children. I know you spoke at my daughter's school, and I think that, you know, arming our teenagers, specifically high school kids getting ready for college, you also have your website Ready for Life. Can you just speak briefly about the work that you do with teens, with children, to help prepare them to get ready for life?
Yes. It's a big passion of mine because I was so not ready for my life. And I'm really committed to helping the next generation land on their feet and be who they are. And let me just throw this out real quick. I was noticing the other day that, you know, when we get to our 40s, 50s, and 60s, for some reason, we discover meditation, yoga, and mindfulness. Well, the reason we did was that we spend most of our life not in our authentic self. And now I look at us as we're parenting, and I watch us do the same things to our kids about guiding them into be what society says they should be. And all that will do is get them, until they reach their 40s, 50s, and 60s, to then go into mindfulness, meditation, and yoga. Why are we doing that to our kids? Why not let our kids be who they are authentically, who they really are, up front, and stop covering them with all of these requirements to fit in and look like this and do this and believe this and drive this and live here and all that stuff that we do with our kids? What if we just allowed them to be authentic their whole life? That changes how we parent, and that's a lot of the work we're doing. How do we help our kids discover who they are? And how do we help parents guide, support, and coach their kids into being who they are so that they show up right to their life and not spend most of their life wandering in places that don't fit them?
Right, and then end up, like you said, in their 40s, 50s, or 60s, you know, really struggling with that identity, struggling with depression, you know, struggling. We do see, too, even more and more kids at the breaking point. They're stressed out, they're anxious, they're depressed, they're not sleeping, and, you know, they are over-medicated, pill-popping, drinking. So I think it's wonderful the work that you're doing with kids and sharing, and obviously I myself am a big proponent of meditation and yoga and just finding those tools to be able to help manage, you know, all of those feelings that do come up. Jay, we're going to have to wrap it up now. I'm so grateful again for having you in my life and having you on my show today. I will absolutely have you back again. You have so much wisdom to share. Thank you for opening up and sharing your story with us today. It was amazing. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, Pam. I love our conversation, so thank you.
Thank you. So you can find out more amazing things about Jay and the work he's doing on his website, www.thegreatnesszone.com, and readyforlife.me. You can also connect with him on Twitter at greatnesszone. Jay has lots to share, so please, please, please pick up his book, read his blogs, use his tools in your own life, in your children's life, and you will find extraordinary results. Next week, my guest is Alana Z. She is an award-winning, board-certified health coach, detox specialist, chef, and creator of the number one diet in America, selected by Harper's Bazaar magazine. So she has a lot of great information to share with us about our approach to food and creating a healthy diet and healthy lifestyle. So please join us next Thursday at 11 a.m. For now, this is Pam Butler. Thank you for listening to Return to Life. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for listening to Return to Life with Pam Butler. As we all know, stress has become an epidemic in our society, contributing to more diseases in our bodies. Listen each week as Pam shares easy and practical information and tools to connect your mind, body, and spirit, and return to a life that is more balanced and blissful than ever before. What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.